I'm not thinking that this about to scam me, bro. So I sent the bread. He like, okay, bet. I'm about to go to the fabric store. Now, this was the other red flag because Murph had already told me the fabric stores are closed because of the holidays.
If lesbians were truly attracted to women, then why are the toys that they use shaped like men's body part?
Baby, I'm bringing a banana home. Banana. Make some banana pudding. I'm about to get all up in that pudding.
If your ex texts you right now and said, come outside, what would you do?
First of all, bitch, I'm grabbing my pistol. Because is this a setup? Come outside. I'm instantly thinking all negative stuff. Nothing positive about that.
I'm going to turn off all the lights real quick. I'm going to get on the ground. I'm going to go to the window like, is that bitch really outside? I'm like, everybody turn off the lights. Oh, scared over here. If you were dating, just dating, and your ex texts you, like, y'all just want to talk to you, is it dangerous or is it getting closure?
What's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo as f***. Hold up. Let's go. Go, go.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo as f***.
Gay, 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 gay. What's up, gaybies? Welcome back. Like, subscribe, comment, turn your post notifications on. It's 2026, and we right back at it with hella more gay s***.
So much more gay stuff. Are you ready for the gay stuff? When you stick out your tongue,
All right.
Megan, did y'all get it? All right. Anyway, shout out to everybody locked in through the podcast, listening to us at work. Y'all be coming up to us in the club, be like, yo, y'all be getting me through the work day. We appreciate you.
That.
And if you just got turned on to our episode and you watched like the last 20, just know we have like 150 more you can catch up on. All right.
I'm singing in
oh, Lord, pray for us. And big shout out to everybody on Patreon. We appreciate y'all. And make sure you go check out our Patreon because you do get our episodes a week early. You get behind the scenes, our playlist, and more.
Yeah, we on the road to 200 on Patreon. So we need y'all to go over there right now, subscribe, help us out, help us get to 200. Once we get to 200 subscribers, what are we going to do?
Show y'all our
Wow.
Bitch, I'm trying to get this 200.
We can do the... Oh, we didn't do the switch. We didn't do the dress like...
Yeah, you want to know why? Because we need to set a timeline. A motherfucker was like... Because this was months ago, y'all. Or maybe the beginning of the year. We was like, once our Instagram hit 50,000, we're going to do a switch. Yeah, but it took y'all 2 months.
Okay, so
I was saying this week.
What are we going to give them? 30 days? That's too long?
30 days?
To get to 200 subscribers on Patreon.
Okay.
Because we're going to like... I'm not going to pay nobody to do my makeup. Brandy going to do my makeup. We're really doing it for y'all. Y'all got to get 200 subscribers,
man. Highly recommend that you spend some money and get...
Brandy can do makeup
on you?
Yeah, what are you trying to say? I'm a hard thing to get together?
Yeah.
You got me f***ed up.
Gonna be out here looking like a drag king.
Yeah, right. AOE.
All right, so once we hit 200
mm-hmm.
on Patreon, in 30 days. When this episode comes out.
Yes.
Then we will.
Yeah. And that will only be on Patreon once we once we actually do it.
We'll only drop it on Patreon.
Yep.
Good, because I don't want all y'all bitches to see me. I'll take the 200
you gonna
supporters.
Confuse the men. You know, it's a man that be on. My uncle, one of them. He going to be like, tell Excel.
First of all, tell Uncle
Barry.
Uncle Barry!
It's BJ Daddy.
No, oh, Lord.
I'll be up here telling too much of my business.
BJ look like J1. So what Uncle Barry like? He got some money?
Yeah, he got some money.
Okay.
He a business owner, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Uncle Barry, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But yeah, so. We on the road to 200 subscribers, man. We trying to level up. We got to see some, you know what I'm saying, some more things happening over there on the Patreon. So 200 subscribers in 30 days, we going to do a switch. We going to turn it to films.
Yikes. I don't even know how to... There's some things like my wife do that it's not in me at all. Like, it's just not in me.
Yeah, like picking out purses.
Did y'all see Britt's video go viral? Because look, this is how you know you kill it. You think in your head you kill a present. When you record somebody opening up their gift.
So I don't know if y'all seen, but Brandy's birthday just passed, and Britt was like, "Yeah, I'm about to show this gift." So she recorded Brandy opening up a purse. Brandy was like, "What is this?" And then she was like, "It's ugly." I was so sorry.
Today is her main birthday gift. Now, what I was saying is, I was and she got pajamas as well. I was a little unsure about this gift because my granddaughter, what the hell? My goddaughter told me about this story.
Grandbaby told me. You
up. Right. So I hope you like it.
Calvin.
Yeah, you good with it.
Is that squishy?
Yeah, it's a squishy.
What's this? Kurt Gagler?
It's a purse.
Oh, I know who Kurt Gagler is. This face is ugly.
It's ugly?
But that just say a lot as my taste, like what my taste would be like if I was a film. Cause I thought that purse was cute. So imagine if I was a film, what I would be dressing like.
I think I would be ghetto.
What? Do I consider myself ghetto?
You think you would be ghetto?
I think I would be very.
Bitch, I know you would be ghetto. Do you see your baby pictures?
I think I would be ghetto film. Like, I don't think I would be able to tone it down, man. I think I would just be rough around the edges.
You was the one with the wet seal.
Yes, ma'am. Charlotte Russe.
you had the big yellow belt.
For sure.
You had the big
little
yellow
hump,
plastic.
Hump in the air.
With the big plastic
ear. Of course. Doing my biggest one. Bagging all you niggas.
Y'all had that too. Stop lying.
Yeah.
When I went to my girl's house, she got all her old pictures up. Girl. That's all she shot. All right. Listen. I said, baby.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what that would look like.
Okay, but look, do you think, I don't know, like, I never really paid that much attention, but is Brandy more of, like, a loud type of person, or, like, dress-wise, style-wise, or is she more, like...
I mean, I thought she was. I thought that purse was her, because she give a little, like, a little weird vibe sometimes, so I thought the purse was weird, thought it was cute, it had a little... rhinestones on it. She was like, it's too many patterns going on. She didn't like the bird on it.
She didn't like it right away, bro.
She didn't like it right away. When she said, "What's this?" and it clearly was a purse, I knew that it didn't hit like I thought.
You brought out your camera. Like, hold on, don't open it.
I was nervous because she didn't pick that out. I picked it out myself. And I have bought her bags in the past, but it's like stuff she asked for. So that was just like super easy to do. But this one, I was like, you know, my goddaughter had told me about this site called Kurt Geiger, Griggler. We keep slurring his name. I don't know what the site is, to be honest, y'all. I don't keep up with fashion trends. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. So my goddaughter was like, yeah, give me one. And I didn't give my goddaughter one. But I was like, I need one more gift.
How old is your goddaughter?
What is she, like 10, 11, 12,
okay,
13?
So this 10-year-old is asking me for a person. You
but apparently,
decide that
apparently
you're
the
get
brand
that for your...
is known. Like, people are fucking with this brand right now. Y'all let me know if y'all fucking with
we
it.
Know
I seen mixed reviews.
Do that mean we buying it?
Nah, but people were saying, like, they fuck with it. And okay. Then I asked my best friends, they were like, yeah, I like some of that stuff. So I'm like, okay, cool, let me look through the site. And I thought she would like that one. And then, yeah, you know, she did not like that one.
You know, I salute you for still posting a video. It was hilarious. Yeah.
People were funny as hell talking about I'm cheap, talking about I should have bought her a Louis bag, talking about she ungrateful. So I guess we are, I'm a cheap.
Whole time,
ungrateful.
Y'all on vacation opening gifts.
And I guess that we need to break up. Some person said, I wouldn't marry that kind of girl if I was you. I don't know who she's talking about. I think she's talking about Brandy because she said ungrateful. And I was just like, the internet be so weird. But mind you, it's like people who don't know us, like, because it went, you know, pretty viral. So like, it's random motherfuckers that just kind of coming across the video and just putting in their 2 cents. And I'm just like, y'all be saying weird ass shit. First of all, you want a Louis bag. You don't have, I'd rather a mortgage over a Louis bag. Fucking put 6 bands on something else versus a Louis bag. I'm not that kind of person, and nor is Brandy.
That's
honestly
what I was about to say.
Brandy
I don't
give a fuck about a Louis bag.
I think my wife would most like would really rather me pay something off for her.
If I bought her a Louis bag, she would say, bitch, you should have gave me that money.
Yeah.
Literally. That's just not where we at. And we just realistic where we at in our life. And we don't get there so we buy Louis bags for fun and all this other shit. But we planning a wedding.
Hello?
And that alone is a lot. And I know a lot of people that was miserable in the comments might not know what that feel like.
Oh! Oh!
But we're planning a wedding.
Oh!
So... let you have that.
And I'm gonna be real, all right? So like if I was, all right, if somebody I was just starting to date bought me a gift and I ain't really like it, I'd probably be like, oh, like I would act like I like it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I would never react to how Brandy acted. She was just too upfront. Yeah, she was very blunt.
Yes.
All right. But now if my wife spent some money on something and I ain't really like it, I would be like, can we exchange it for something else?
Yeah.
Something. Like if it's something I might not really like it, but it might be like, okay, I could do it. It's different, but I could do it. Yeah. But if it's something I'm really not going to wear, like, I'm going to tell her, like, and she'll be cool with it. Like, her feelings won't, well, the way that you was probably really excited, like,
I was so excited. I thought she was about to love that bag.
I am so weak. So weak.
But that's one thing I do love about Brandy is, like, she not no fake ass person. Yeah. Like, she don't know how to fake it. So
at this time, if I buy my wife a purse or something and you don't like it, tell me. I'd rather you not act like you like it and now it's in the closet.
Nah, that part too.
Like, let's exchange this bitch.
She ain't tell me like that, but
no, Brandy.
She
could've
waited, I put the camera up or something. The bitch was on the camera like,
what?
She laughed in my face, literally.
It was the level of disrespect was crazy. But I just knowing Brandy, like, she ain't even think twice about the damn camera.
She did not.
Oh my God.
She said, you the one want to record it, bitch. I ain't tell you to record this.
Hello?
Basically, in so many words.
And then y'all see the video cut off right after she said that. Britt probably
was
like,
real shit. I was done recording. I was like, yeah, this is done. You said enough, you know? But I'm going to go ahead and post it just because I think it's funny.
I'm weak. All right. So you talking about your wedding. I couldn't really keep up because it seemed like a lot was going on. But you just did like a photo shoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We went to Arizona for our birthday. Then we came back. We had our engagement shoots.
But I seen you had a little.
Yeah.
Something was going on.
It's only the beginning of 2026. And people are already out here scamming.
How?
Why we always? Is it us?
I'm telling y'all.
And are we gullible? Listen,
no, bitch.
What
people,
is it?
People are frauds. People are miserable. People. This is why we cannot look. And I don't even know who it is.
No, but
we
can go point,
into
bitch.
We can go into it, but. People, you cannot judge somebody by their Instagram following. You can't judge somebody by who they hang with. Like, people are grimy out here. And
that's a big ass, fat ass fact.
You can't trust them. Oh, they got 200,000 followers. Like, they couldn't do wrong. Like, get the fuck out of here. People are shady. And the thing is, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. But what happened with you?
And that's it. You summed it up. It was too good to be true.
But
so basically, I ordered an outfit for the engagement shoot. Mind you, I ordered the outfit like December 1st, literally December 1st, and it was supposed to get here in time. Our wedding, our engagement shoot was January 3rd. So I'm thinking like, you know, that's more than enough time. Yeah. It said it would take like 15 days or something like that. So I guess it got caught up in customs and shit. It's from one of them Chinese websites. I never even ordered from the site, but the outfit looked like.
The price is right.
I was like, that's me right there. Something simple. You know what I'm saying? We already been spending so much money. So I'm like, I'm trying to keep cute for this little engagement shoot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then them photographers, they charge different. There ain't no shooting the club photographers.
No, bro. I'm telling you, if somebody hears engagement, wedding, anything
they
like
take
that.
The price up.
Yes.
But shout out to Sequoia who did our photos. But yeah, I ordered it, didn't come in time. So I'm literally in Arizona where I'm realizing like, damn, I still ain't heard no update from my fucking outfit. Yeah. I look on the line, bitch. It's still stuck in customs somewhere. Like, I'm like, bro, there's no way I'm about to have it. Mind you, I looked at
Trump
the shit.
Trump busy killing other presidents.
Man, you need to get the packages through while you over there fucking shit up. So I get this shit. I get to the track and it say it's stuck. And mind you, it was like maybe like a week difference. So I'm like, it's just too risky. So I'm like, all right, when I get back, I'm gonna look because we was so busy out there and I was driving. I didn't really have no time to
look
at nothing.
What do you have to do if something's stuck in customs?
I'll just wait. Just wait, bitch, until it start moving. Because I was emailing them. They like, it's nothing we can do. It's caught up in customs. It's happened sometimes. You just got to wait for it. I was like, whatever, bitch. So when I got back to Atlanta, it still wasn't moving. So I started hitting up stylists and people that I know and stuff like that. And the color that we had to wear is out of season. It was like an ivory color. And right now, like ivory white is not really like, you're not going to find it in stores.
Like this?
Well, that's white.
Is it?
Ivory is like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's like ivory. But it's kind of like tan, I guess, a little bit. But nothing.
Like
it's hard to,
kind of
like a cream. It's hard to find in stores. So everybody I hit up, they was like, well, honestly, that color, you ain't going to really find it. You might want to try to go the custom route. So I'm like, all right, I hit up Murph. Shout out to my guy Murph, Lonnie Taylor. She was busy because this was right before New Year's Eve. So everybody's kind of like on a break type shit. Yeah. So she like, yeah, I'm actually out of office till Monday. The photo shoot was Saturday, so that wasn't gonna work. So then I hit up another fashion designer. Okay, now this person, this is what I will say about him. I won't say his name because I'll be doing an official story time where I will say his fucking name. And
please,
I will provide
look, we're
those
saying
receipts.
Names, y'all. We're saying fucking names this year, all right?
So I know him when I first moved to Atlanta. I met him. We've never really been close. I would say associates. But I just know him from social media. So like you just said earlier, you can't really trust what you see on social media because niggas know how to make shit look good. But mind you, this nigga has been on like Hulu. Like he was on the fashion little series that was on Hulu and shit. Like he be styling for celebrities.
What's
you
his
get
IG
what I'm saying?
Start with
a T.
With an N with?
A E.
Okay.
So I'm like, let me hit him up and see what it's going for. All right. So I'm texting him. Before I'm gonna go back a little bit. The first red flag with him was before I text him, maybe about a month or two ago, he texted me out the blue and said, hey, I just got robbed of everything. Can you send me some money?
See, bitch.
I did ignore a lot of red signs. I'm gonna tell
right
y'all.
There?
I ignore about 3-4 red flags. The last red flag is big. Y'all gonna call me so stupid.
Right there.
Once I get to the last red flag, you're gonna call me stupid.
If you're not inside, like that's like the only person I don't even think I would hit you up if I was going through it like that. But
yeah,
if I wasn't,
was
it would be
weird.
You. It wouldn't be no fucking random.
I thought it was pretty weird. But because I felt like he was, you know, stylist and he's on Hulu, I'm like, maybe he really is. But I never sent him the money.
So was he asking for money or was he like, I'm doing pieces now?
No. Let me read this shit. Can recall what this man said, I believe he straight up just was like, in so many words, can you send me some money? Let me see.
I judge people like that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, he texted me and said, hey, this is Whoop. How are you? I said, I'm good. Whoop, saving your new number. He said, I'm okay, been better, but I text because I was going to ask you if you can help me at all. I'll be straight eventually. I said, I just saw your DM. Oh, he DM'd me on Instagram. So first he DM'd me on Instagram. He said, I just got robbed of everything. I just moved back to Atlanta. Are you able to help me? And I just was like, you know, I'm praying for you, but I'm not really in a position to be helped because it seemed scammish. Like, it just seemed. So that
how
was
many
red
people
flag
did you
one.
DM that?
You get what I'm saying? And then why me? I don't
because
know
you
him like that.
Bitch, you
bitch,
got,
he got
money.
Me fucked up. He got me fucked
you
up.
You got the biggest all girl parties in ATL.
I did not send him nothing. So that was just that. And then I come back around now. I hit him up about the outfit. I tell him what happened. First of all, he texted and said, who's this? So I thought that was kind of a red flag a little bit too.
Like
you
text
my
me,
number or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he
I don't believe threads.
You're not sending me no money.
You know what I'm saying?
Please.
He's leading me. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I told him what happened. I showed him the outfit. He's like, oh, that's fire. Like, gas me up. Like, I can make that. That's nothing. Woo woo. Just go to my, I'm on set right now, but you can go to my friend's house and he'll take your measurements and then we can get started. I can have it to you by Friday. So I said, how much? Guess how much he said?
How much?
He said $200.
For a custom fit.
In like 2 days. So that was a red flag to me because I'm like.
But you also low key be a little like cheap.
What?
So you like this.
I mean, I'm like, if it's too, maybe he giving me a discount because he fuck with. I'm thinking just like, because I used to be around him a lot, but like way, like in 2016, I used to be around him a lot and his boyfriend actually passed away. You know what I'm talking about now?
No, can you show me?
I'll show you. So I'm like, all right.
Why am I guessing?
I'm like, maybe he just looking out for a nigga because we go way back like 4 flats on a Cadillac, right? So he's like, yeah, go to my friend's house. So I go to his friend's house and he take my measurements. I'm not thinking of nothing because who has a motherfucker come all the way out and get measurements and all this shit and you gonna fucking play me? So I'm thinking like, all right, we cool. So then he's like, yeah, can you send the money? I'm like, how
deposit?
Much is, you know, he's like, no, I don't do, usually if it's under a under 300, you got to send the whole thing. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I sent the money, but he's like, what do you have? And I was like, I got a Cash App, you know.
I thought you said it's, oh, okay.
Sorry, what's he in with
okay. You? I don't, he looked familiar.
Look legit though, right?
Not by his face tattoos. He's giving scams.
Not the face tattoos.
Say, no, I'm shady.
But yeah, like, oh no. So he's like, you can send it to me on Cash App. I was like, okay, cool, no problem. This is probably the biggest red flag. Before I sent it, and I've never seen this message on Cash App, it said something, I don't remember the exact verbs, but it said something along the lines of, this account has had multiple reports of being reported for not providing services and goods. Are you sure you want to send this money? Now, the reason why
desperate.
I still sent
you
it, I was desperate. And I've also seen that on Apple Pay. Like, people we know. Like, it'll be like, or even Zelle. It'll be like, make sure it's not a scam.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, but I never seen it on Cash App. But I always see this message on, like, Apple Pay. I always get on Zelle. So I'm not thinking.
That's him calling right now.
This is BJ. I'm not thinking that this nigga about to scam me, bro. So I sent the bread. He like, okay, bet. I'm about to go to the fabric store. Now, this was the other red flag because Murph had already told me the fabric stores are closed because of the holidays. So now I'm in my head like, unless you get a fucking plug or a store that you know that's open today, You're lying. Ain't no fabric store open. Or maybe you just forgot. I don't fucking know. Plus, I think he still do coke. He used to do a lot of coke back in the day.
Now do it.
So I'm like, man, I hope he ain't on no coke shit. Like, oh no. I just hope he ain't trying to scheme me. So he texted me like, I'm going to have it ready for you.
$200.
He's like, I got you. Like, I'm going to send you some pictures, right? So this is first Friday at this point. He say, I'm going to send you some pictures this evening, right? So I don't text him at all. I'm just waiting for him to hit me back. I never got no pictures. Not even a picture of a piece of fucking scissors, bitch. Nothing. No glue stick. No hot glue gun. No goddamn thread and needle. I didn't get a picture of nothing. And I text him that night and he didn't text back. So I'm like, I'm scammed. But I already have planned in my head to mentally be prepared for the scam. And I already had things in line to where I'm like, okay, where's going to work? I'm just going to have to get up early in the morning and go to the mall. So he ain't text me, but in the morning he texted me back. He's like, I actually spilled something on the bottom. So now I got to go back to the fabric store, but I can have it done by 12.
Send me a picture.
Send me a picture. He still didn't. But mind you, I'm texting him, y'all. It's like 10 o'clock. How are you about to go to and he said, I'll have it done by 12. How are you going to go to a fabric store, make a whole outfit and have it done by 12 and you texting me at 10:30?
And why keep the lie up? That's
why
the weird
keep the lie
shit.
Up? So now I'm annoyed because I'm like, bro, he is scamming me. Like, he's trying to play me like I'm stupid. So I'm just like, bro, I'm at the mall. Because at this point, I'm already at the mall. Yeah. Like, I'm really kind of just playing dumb with him just to see if like, he really going to scam me. So I'm like, send me my money back. I'm at the mall. I'm just going to have to do something here. He's like, okay, I'm really sorry. Send me your Cash App. Never heard from him since then.
Still.
That was the last text. Send me your Cash App. I'm going to send it to
That's
you.
That's some Atlanta
I
shit,
sent my
bro.
Cash App, never. And before that, I forgot. Back up.
Motherfucker, you know story. My Cash App. It's in
you
your
know
receipt.
My Cash App. Quit playing. I put the story on my close friends before I... the days had went by and somebody else wrote me and said, that's crazy. I think I know who you talking about. I sent that crackhead ass dude $1,000 and bitch, the dress broke on me the first day. So I guess she got her shit, but it just wasn't good quality. Mm. So I'm thinking too, when she said that, I'm like, okay, maybe I will get it, but it just won't be.
You like, fuck it. I can do some glue
quality.
Shit to get me
you know what I'm saying?
Get
the
shit.
I'm like, okay, well at least you got your shit. I didn't get shit.
Bro, I think we all have been in a time of like, desperate need that like we do. No, some of them red signs. I mean, red flags.
Nah,
they was
crazy.
We just the hope of it being true.
Right.
We hold on to and then motherfuckers be dragging you along. See the realness in me. I can never drag somebody along on a lie,
bro.
Because I know this shoot's about to happen. Why would I tell you I can still get it done the day of your shoot?
It's crazy, bro.
And that's people, that's where it's crazy, because you're 100% selfish. Like,
no,
you're,
for real.
Like,
and that's why it'd be hard for me to trust people. Like, I get, like, people out there want to handle their business, but, like, it's people like him where I'd be iffy, like, nah, like, I'm not sending you nothing up front, like, because I done got scammed too many times. Like, it ruins the...
And then them people talk to you like you about to scam them because you don't want to send them the full amount, but yo...
Exactly. I done been scammed a lot in the past. So if you try to do something with me and I'm, like, a little finicky, like, that's why.
Yeah.
Because niggas be scamming.
And I was just telling Britt, like, to make a long story short, like, there was, there's, like, a black-owned young crew, like, fashion brand out here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And somebody I know was doing a photo shoot with their stuff. So I'm like, this shit hard. Let me support. It's like $100 hoodie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that low key be my, like, max for hoodies. You know what I mean? I know quality. You know what I mean? Yeah. I ordered one a few months ago and I got it, like, in a week. So now for Christmas, I went to order my nephew one. That was, like, my bigger expense for him, because other clothes I got, like, Fashion Nova shit. Them high school boys don't be caring. But
yeah.
Anyway, it never got shipped out. I go DM them. They don't look at my message. I go on their page. The first thing on their page, like, five people are like, when you ship it, see, I will say a name.
Cause that happened to me too recently. And I had commented, I don't know what the brand was, but they ain't never seen my shit. I had to dispute it. And I commented, like, this shit fire, too bad I never got my shit. And they DM me like, yo, I didn't know. It was actually a stud too.
It's Cruddy Sport Global.
Let me see. Is it owned by Stud?
I had that orange.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. Is this the same motherfucker that...
I don't know if it's owned by Stud, but if it is, that's whack as fuck,
I did,
yo,
get played by, like, a brand too.
Like, people are trying to spend money with you. Why? What is
we
it?
Trying.
Like, what is it? Like, are y'all not producing enough? Like, are these pre-orders? That. Like...
Yeah, they probably definitely bit off more than they can chew.
Yeah, but that's whack to start ignoring people. And then you know you really shitty when you leave up all the comments of the people that... Like,
yeah, nah, I would at least...
Did you get locked up? Like, no, what the fuck?
Oh, for real, though. Are they locked up?
No, fuck that. We need to do better, for real. Like, minority-owned businesses. Like, this is why people complain. I'm not going to lie. Like, and we try to support, bro.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. But another thing is... Always buy these things on your credit card, because it's way easier to dispute and get your money back.
Easier.
When you do it with your debit card, it's very hard, because they're like, they look at debit card like, you spent your cash. Hey, your cash is gone. But credit card is like, they'll reimburse you. So I definitely got it on my to-do list this week to do that. But it's just lame, because, like,
your
brand in Atlanta could have been all the way in Pennsylvania. Not saying that's... like, crazy exposure, but it's just it's dope that, like, whenever we ship out no homo hats to, like, Oklahoma or somewhere, I'm like, bro, y'all know about
that
us?
Shit out there,
So, like, that's
we got
just
to do that.
Hell yeah, man.
Please.
No
more scams 2026. I'm glad we got that out the way.
Bitch, because look.
At the start of the year.
Y'all. And look, we actually still are sober.
Yes. Right?
So Brit's time is approaching. All right.
I'm almost done with my beard, y'all.
Yeah. But look, first of all, we gonna go more into it.
Because
you're gonna have your first shot on the show, right?
I am.
Okay. But I wanna say, fuck that. Two promoters, two people that are really out here in these fucking streets of Atlanta. We've been sober all year.
Bottles all around us.
And y'all that tune into the No Homo show, y'all know how lit we was. Y'all would tell us.
We used to be up here drunk.
Y'all be
yelling, howling. Just...
I still be yelling shit.
Yeah, you still be
yelling. All right, I got here. Never mind. All right. So anyway. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, now we ate that up. For
I said
real.
All that to say, because I am sober, my tolerance for people's shit is lower. And we're exposing everybody. So I'm about to tell y'all who the person, I forget the name already. If not, I would have told it. All right. But I'll put it, if she dropped her video, I'll make sure to put it in the video.
I'm going to tell the name. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell that name.
Yeah, I'm gonna share that shit, because y'all is weird. Stop doing,
weird.
Yo, karma's real. Stop doing grimy shit, bro. Cause look, you're doing grime. There's no way he's living a good life, bro. And if you really did just get robbed, that's what the fuck you get, bitch. Yeah. You probably got robbed because you was playing with somebody.
Type shit. Karma's a bitch. Mm. That's why I was.
I hope they steal all your fucking needle and thread. I hope they steal your fucking glue gun. I hope they steal your glue gun and leave your glue sticks.
No, facts. I need y'all to blow that up when I post that, cause I want to make sure motherfuckers know don't shop with that nigga. You really back in Atlanta, you ain't about to make no money in Atlanta. I hope you don't, because you don't deserve
and
it.
And I encourage everybody to expose somebody that scammed you, because the thing is, it ain't just happening to you. Y'all know we've been doing it for the last 2 years and it ain't going to stop, all right? Anyway, there's some other shit we got to get off our chest while we kick it off 2026.
Right. All right. Sorry we ain't got really gay stuff yet. Bro.
No, this is our gay fucking life. That's a gay
life.
That's a gay fucking designer. Like, fuck that shit. All right. I'm sorry for cussing. Brittany, don't eat no fucking snacks with your fucking...
I want to start so bad.
All right. There's some shit we just going to clear the air with for 2026. Some of y'all got dumbass questions and we're here to answer it. All right. First question we're going to start off. Why every bad bitch dating a stud? Because we is the shit.
Okay. Are you dumb?
No. For real, the studs is winning this year. I can feel it. No more fucking eating bananas.
Yes, please. Please.
We're not eating bananas in 2026.
I see he's doing his run and where he at? I think he in Brook. I don't know where he at, but I see he's doing his run and I don't want to see no more studs eating bananas.
I wonder why Young M.A. ain't be like, bro.
Because she got her check real quick. Yeah. She said, I'm just here for this part.
She went on tour.
And I'm about to head the fuck on out.
Hello.
Is that a real question though? Like, why are baddies with studs?
No, but I do think this past year,
yeah,
we've been like, and it's sad to say, we've been pulling the straight baddies.
We have.
You know what I mean? I don't want them. I mean, we good over here. Okay, but the studs been, I think that's what's shocking people.
Is the quality of men decreasing?
Look at H. He look out the window when we said
he did look away. Anyone buying the watching? Let us know, like, how's it been dating men lately? Is it sucking out there? Because men, they do suck. Women suck too, don't get me wrong. But men...
You know when I
they
realized
lack common sense.
This is sad to say. What? When we interviewed
somebody straight?
No. Give me the name.
Give me a hint. But we got over 100 episodes. Give me something.
Jaycion.
Okay, Jaycion. Yes.
Jaycion.
There we go. Okay, Jaycion.
When we interviewed Jaycion, who is transgender man, mm-hmm. went from female to man, mm-hmm. and he said that he started thinking like a man when he was taking testosterone.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
It hit me like...
That was interesting.
Yeah, because like we know men think different, but when he started saying like, yeah, stop caring as much about certain things.
I didn't want to cry no more. I couldn't cry.
It was like, damn, so men really can't control this bullshit.
They might can't, because the way they be acting, I got a little brother that's going into his manhood and the shit that he be doing. I'd be like, there's no way you think that's smart to do.
Like what?
Girl, don't get me started on my little brother. God bless him. Y'all, please pray for my little brother.
Yeah, like...
A man is out of control.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I'm not saying that there's no good men out there, but to know that, like, there's a certain level of emotional capacity that, like, they can only reach and stuff.
That emotional capacity.
It's like, damn, that sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I do want to say... Lesbians are not rehabilitation centers for women who have been damaged by men.
I like that.
Okay.
We do need to really study that and be careful when we are allowing that kind of thing to happen. Cause I'm guilty of it, right? Like a girl
a baddie.
Like a baddie being like, yo, I'm tired of getting done by men. And I'm like, well, how about you come try a woman and see? And then I get feelings for her and she's like, yeah, it was fun. But I can't see myself, bitch.
I've been hurt.
No, for real. I mean, that's a common thing. And I think where society at, I think people doing it more like trying women because it's more accepted. I feel like if this shit was still like it was back in the day, I don't think women would be trying to come over here and play for the other team.
Yo, because there's so many, because I watch a lot of podcasts, right? And it's so easy for a woman, like a straight woman, to be like, I mean, I'll try it. Like, a man could never do that.
No.
A man can't.
He cannot.
He got to say pause after. So, if he's like, yo, I went in there.
Pause.
Oh, yeah, pause.
I understand niggas who pause everything.
Yo, especially up north motherfuckers. Like,
Dame Dash, he the worst with it.
And like, 50,
like, you're a grown ass
at 50,
man. Like, you're at 50, a grown ass man. Everything don't have to be a pause.
Like, it's crazy. But like, the way how easy it is for a woman to be like,
yeah,
like I'll try it, or you know what I'm
saying? Who tried that shit? Who said that? Ari Lennox. Didn't she say that shit?
No,
she did. She was like, I'm tired of men. I think I'm gonna try women. And then I think she dated a woman and then it didn't go right. And then she's like, yeah, I don't want to try women either.
It's dangerous over
Check
here.
Check me on that if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was her and I'm pretty sure that's what happened. It's not like it's, I mean, you can get played by a man, you can get played by a woman. If you don't come over here and play with women, just don't come over here thinking that everything's gonna be better.
Yeah.
I think that's what y'all gotta get out y'all mind to the people that do that. It's like, this is not, it's a fairy tale. Yeah, believe that, but you still might fuck around. Play, bitch. Like, believe that.
I mean, people are individuals. They gonna
we gonna have no baby on you unless we get pregnant. Ooh, we can
I don't
do that
put
too.
Shit past nobody nowadays, I don't put bro. Shit.
You know what? I actually knew somebody who was like
a stud.
She used to be a stud, and then she went film, and she was dating a somebody. And then
she not trying to give us no tea, y'all.
While they were together, boring. She popped up pregnant.
While they were together?
Still talking.
See, y'all bitches
with each
think
other.
Y'all slick. Y'all can't be slick with a baby bump.
She popped up pregnant and they was on a trip. I was there too. And the girl wasn't drinking, but the girl be drinking. So the other girl was like, that's really odd. And she didn't find out that she was pregnant until after that trip. So was
you know
lying
what's
to
crazy?
Her about it and everything.
Y'all know. If you true no homo show fan, right? Y'all know that I always talk about how my ex in Pennsylvania, like she cheated on me with her baby dad.
Yeah.
And then right when I knew like she was fucking with him, I dipped up out of here. And then but it was a few weeks that I knew she was acting different. You know what I mean? But once I found out I was up out of here. And then she ended up being pregnant. But, bro, what if she already?
Yeah, she probably was.
And then when you pregnant, like, you know that there's, like, I don't know, like, if, I mean, you
she
could
probably
obviously.
Was pregnant
you could consider an abortion or whatever, but, like, shit, you already had two by the man. You might as well have three, bitch.
Might as well.
I wonder if you paying child support this time.
Don't come over here thinking that everything's sweet. That's all I was going to tell y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better over here, but you can still get played.
Yeah, but I ain't going to lie. And even on some stud shit, like, if you're a pretty ass woman and all these, none of these studs had you, it still feel like an accomplishment. Like,
does.
We got a new gay. And I ain't gonna lie.
Like a trophy.
Like
no, for real.
Like, if I see somebody, and of course, like, I'm married, like, I'm not worried about nobody.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline, and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
But like, if I see somebody pull out like a really pretty girl, I'm like, where'd you find her?
No,
because,
oh my God.
Like,
that's how I feel
she?
About when
I
y'all got sugar mamas. I'd be like, how y'all be finding these sugar mamas?
No, Britt.
I searched high and low, bitch. I went to Stone Mountain and goddamn Camp Creek looking for these
bitch,
sugar mamas.
Bitch, you should have went to Buckhead. You was in the hood. Stone Mountain and Camp Creek, bitch. What?
Hey, I definitely should have went to Buckhead.
What?
You know what? I'm just now figuring out 10 years later. That's where I fucked up. I was in the wrong fucking neighborhood.
What? They was on the porch with a 40. hey, what a party. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I envy them, those adults that sit on the porch all day. They be having a
They don't have a care
They don't got a thing to do.
They don't give a fuck.
Bro, y'all know who I'm talking about. They just be, they have a lawn chair. Their boy come up with a lawn chair. And they just got a cooler outside.
Simple life. Bro, don't give a fuck about nothing.
They don't have nothing to do. Like,
no plans. They nothing. Just going with the flow. Catching some good air, fresh air. So, I was thinking about that. That's so random. I was thinking about that the other day with like grandmas and stuff. They don't work no more. Like you just wake up and just kind of.
Yeah, but sometimes they be feeling like people that retire sometimes be feeling like they ain't got a purpose no more.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but.
Let me retire, bitch. My purpose is to lay on that bitch while we...
Hello. Okay, bitch. I'm about to chillax. Today's tomorrow.
I'm catching up on everything.
Man, I swear.
All right. This is... We're going to just address some shit. We're not addressing this shit no more, all right?
All right.
And this is for our straight fucking viewers, all right?
Hello, straight people.
Okay.
We love y'all, too.
If lesbians were truly attracted to women, then why are the toys... that they use shaped like men's body parts?
Now, that's a good question.
Before we get into it.
Okay.
Make sure you go to shopstarship.com.
Yes.
All right. And get 10% off using No Homo Show.
Yeah.
For all your adult toys. And some are shaped like penises. And some aren't. Some are shaped like flowers.
That's a good question, though. Because why they ain't fingers? Do they have finger toys?
First of all, why would you buy a finger when you got 10 of them? This bitch stupid.
Maybe you want somebody else to hold the hand and put the fingers in you. Because why is it a dick? Now I'm thinking.
I know why it's a dick, bitch.
Why?
Because the way our body is built, it's, you know, you got to go up a little bit of a tunnel. You might need a little bit of a curve.
It can't be anything else.
It don't gotta be.
A banana.
Bitch, I just said we was done with bananas. I knew you would fucking eat a banana.
Do they got a banana shaped dildo?
I'm saying, all right.
Hold on.
I get it. But if I brought a banana to my wife, is that gonna fuck up the move?
Hell yeah, get that out of here, King Kong.
King Kong ain't got shit on me. Hello?
Wait, do they silicone banana shape? Oh, bitch, I'm about to buy this for Brandy. Another toy fail. I mean, another gift fail.
I'm like, what is this?
Now that...
It do vibrate, y'all.
I don't know. I might be on to something. Like, baby, I'm bringing a banana home. That nana dick. Make some banana pudding. I'm about to get all up in that pudding.
Yo.
Now that's a good question, though. That's what straight people asking?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Y'all, that's a good question.
Well, that's why I said when, like, I first, like, would look at, like, straps and shit, I necessarily didn't want a skin-colored one because I never wanted it to feel like this was my dick. I wanted to feel like I'm penetrating you, but I never want to be like I'm packing.
Oh, I want a motherfucker. No, this is my dick, bitch.
The white one?
The white one, the black one.
Nah, the white one, bitch. You was like, you.
It's my skin tone, the color of my palm of my hand.
I tried to let that shit go in 2025. Y'all see how she just be bringing shit up?
No, you ain't never tried to let that shit go.
Oh, all right.
You ain't never tried to let that shit go.
But
I think also, too, it's like a societal thing. Like,
A norm.
So it's like,
yeah, because it's like, why do it have to have like a head on it?
Why could it be like a
non-circumcised dick?
Now, whoever asked that, y'all thought y'all ate with that, but I think it is a societal thing. I really think it
No,
is.
But for real though, all jokes aside, all right, I get like long, maybe curve, maybe girth or whatever, but it's like, not all toys look like a dick though. Let's be clear, like there's vibrating toys that don't look nothing like that, but
yeah.
It is a thing, like, yeah, why do it? Is it just like a mental thing? Because, like, why am I sticking this banana in me?
I think it is, too. That's definitely probably what it is, too, because, yeah, nobody... Because
I'm not going to lie.
Somebody want that banana, but the average person don't probably want
no baby, get the banana.
Yeah, like, imagine you got your harness on and you put a banana...
Look, you peeling the...
Like, nah. Yeah, I think it do normalize it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, what else would it be coming out of a harness?
We're
going to keep it at that because, yeah,
do we think, like, straight men are obsessed with the fact that, like, we're using these toys that kind of resemble a dick? Like, is it, like, is that what makes them say, like, y'all want to be us? They be mad at it.
They really be mad. You know what it is? Because we don't get tired with ours, okay?
Bitch, our stamina get tired.
I do get tired. But it's like, our shit don't get limp. You know what I'm saying?
You lying to the straight girls. Look.
They hard, though.
Yeah.
We don't go soft. Now, you ain't got to do too much to get... You ain't got to do nothing, actually, to get it hard. It's already hard. I think that's why they mad. They mad because our dicks stay hard. No matter what.
Gosh. Gosh, Brittany, this is going to be hard to get through this show. No, for real. But, yeah, man. I don't know.
You thinking about dick?
No, I'm not thinking about dick.
That's her dick thinking face.
All right, next fucking subject. You got what we're going into next, bitch.
All right, why do lesbians use dildos if they don't like dick?
This is, y'all... All right, I don't use it, though.
Let's clarify the difference between autonomy and penetration.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, first of all, our bodies, just because we're a stud or a femme doesn't mean we're not in a female body. All right? Yes, I'm going to say for me, I never had nothing up in me, so I know I never... Zoom in on that ugly ass face. Zoom in on that dumb ass face. But it's so like for a woman to like penetration, that's still normal because that's what our body's like. That don't mean we want a man.
I don't like penetration.
But you don't like head. You're not normal.
I do like head.
I thought you said you didn't.
I like head.
Bitch, you be lying.
I don't care for head. All right, that's what I want to say about head. If motherfucker give me some good head. I don't taste good head. But good head is hard to come by.
Yeah.
And if it ain't nobody's sweet spot, I'm not here to judge you because maybe I'm not the best at head neither. Do you think it's a requirement for lesbians?
You just be
to
a
get...
rabbit.
I get shit done, you know? But maybe I ain't good at head. Has anybody ever told you not good at giving head?
Nah.
You do some funny stuff with your tongue.
That's gay, bro. You can't say
Except
that.
Y'all done probably seen her do that shit with her tongue before.
No, they never did.
So how did I see it?
Whoa! Pause. No homo, bitch. No. Nothing ever. Don't even.
I don't know why I know that she know how to do stuff with her tongue, but I've seen Excel do tricks with her tongue. That sounds really crazy. You think I'm lying, Excel?
I know I can do some things with my tongue.
So why did you show me that? Now I'm
no,
actually
bitch.
Out.
When did I show you that?
You showed me your tongue can roll.
Can you stop looking at me like that?
She told me her tongue could do a wave. I don't know why I know that, but I know for a fact I seen her do that. And when I saw her do that, I said, why is she doing that?
It wasn't like I was looking at you in your eyes and waving. Yeah, right, bitch. You got me fucked
we
up.
We usually making eye contact when we talk to each other. So
no, we don't. Look.
I ain't never had nobody tell me I don't have shitty head.
Yeah.
But I've given head and it ain't like make them come. So
it
that to
like
me
that.
Is shitty.
Yeah.
Good head is hard to come by. And if you don't give good head, I don't give a fuck. As long as I can come in some way, like, I don't give a fuck.
And there's going to be a stud on here, and she's going to be ugly. She's going to be in the comments, ugly as fuck. Every time I do it, my girl come in dirty. Say, bitch, you ugly. No, she don't. No, she fucking don't. Not every time. Every bitch I do.
Yeah, y'all
no.
Got to stop the cap. Unless y'all just got some really fertile, horny girls. Yeah.
We moving positions. New things.
That's facts. On to the fucking next. Yeah. I ain't about to let nobody kill my confidence just because I don't give the best head. And I don't really know how my head is, to be honest. I mean, I asked Brandy, but Brandy don't care for her neither. Maybe it's because my head's shitty. I don't know. I don't want her head either, though. So
that's why you the strap king.
I ain't the strap king either, but I love the hump.
Got them hits.
But I love the hump.
Hey, as long as you got a woman that would take what you giving, okay?
I think lesbians gotta stop with all this
cat.
I feel like head is like the thing with lesbians. Good head, good head.
I love good head though.
I love some good head, but if it ain't there, it ain't like a deal breaker for me. Like, I know motherfuckers that probably wouldn't be able to fuck with a person if they ain't got
no head. Depends the level of the head. Like, like can we come every now and then? Or like, bitch, if you biting my coochie, we done.
Yeah.
You instantly ugly, bitch.
Nah, don't bite the cooch.
Like that one girl y'all already know.
Yeah.
I thought at the time she was beautiful. Girl look like I don't know. She was I never talked to her after that. It's crazy. Yo, like I don't have no memory after that. Like we were talking for a few months. Like
she really went ugly to you because her hair was
she went silent. She went blocked. She went non-existent.
Well, she did bite you though. You talking about that?
Yes, my coochie was swollen. Yeah. I never had swollen cooch.
Yeah, nah, biting it and then let alone it being swollen.
It's crazy. But
Oh, the original question was why do lesbians use dildos if they don't like it? Hey, oh, because penetration.
This is why y'all like our solo episode. We a damn fool, bro. We're a damn fool. Yeah, but all right, so
but you know what? And it took me a while to understand that. Like, cause I did think that too. Did you think that too? Like if a girl be like, can you strap me? I'd be like, bitch, if you want some dick, go get some real dick. I used to say that because don't be begging me for no fucking dick.
The crazy thing is, yo.
But if you like penetration, that's fine.
And maybe this is why she. Maybe I. Sorry, I'm getting my bubbly water. My bubbly water. Oh. Y'all hear that sizzle? Hey, get y'all some sparkling water, flavored
can
water.
I eat a Starburst while you
zero calories. No, bitch. All right. So, anyway, I think I might. Did you want some?
No. I don't like this flat pop tasting shit.
Anyway, how you come for my life? I'm trying to have healthier decisions.
You're right. You offer me something. That was kind of
me. Ain't shit. But like, no, I always say like, well, I don't know if I always say, but the girl that had the two kids and end up cheating on me with her baby dad, we was together for like 4 or 5 years. Mm. And we probably used the strap like once or twice.
She missed that dick.
But why? But she never really asked for it. I think the first time I did it was with her. So maybe it was bad. But I mean, if it's my first time, like, and you've been with me for a minute, like, you would work with me, right? did she want the dick?
The second time, she said, you know what? Never mind.
For real? Probably. I think
you all skinny and scrawny. Your little skinny, scrawny, right ass probably hanging out shit. Stiff with it. You know she ain't got no rhythm. Probably real stiff. She like, ouch.
What? I was wanting that body like a snake.
Okay. Yeah, y'all see? And she looked me dead in my eyes. She did that,
no,
y'all.
I didn't.
You looked me dead in my eyes. Y'all, she looked me dead in my eyes.
You got excited,
and then
bitch.
You got I did
excited.
Not. I got scared. That's why I looked away.
Why that shit back? Want that shit back. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna want that shit back. All right. You got excited. And then you caught yourself. All right. Wow. Slow motion. I was wanting that body like a snake.
Okay. 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 Pause.
You got excited and you caught yourself.
What else we got out here? Pause.
All right, but but this is what I'm saying. All right, so your question. All right, I think you asked.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like,
why do lesbians?
No, but you said something like, if a girl is asking too much, does that make you?
I used
cure?
To be like that,
and I do think if you're craving it like crazy, it would make you like hold up.
Yeah,
but it's okay to say pull that shit out tonight. All right.
Yeah,
but then that also made me think like, and me, I should have probably. Knowing that she was straight, I should have probably had strapped her more. She never made me feel like that's what she wanted. But it could have been that bad.
Though.
But first of all, everything happened for a reason. And I thank God she cheated because it helped me move to Atlanta without any baggage. Right? Like I got a beautiful wife, no kids, great career. So it's not nothing like that. But I'll just be like,
yeah.
Fuck it. This was God's plan. But I'm just saying, like, now that I look back.
Yeah, I think that about a few people.
Did she want the strap? Or was it just bad? I don't give a fuck,
I think
bitch.
That about one particular ex of mine. Because I never used to get her strap.
And she wanted it, though?
But I think she wanted it.
Did she
but
ask
I think
her?
She didn't want to come off. Because this is like, I don't know if y'all want this face, but like back then, it just wasn't really okay to always be asking for the strap. Because you would be judged like, bitch, do you want some real dick? Go over there and get it. So I felt like she wanted it, but she didn't want to come off as like, I want some real dick. But now she was a nigga. And when I say she used to be like, oh, I'm gay. Like, she was like one of the first gay people in Cincinnati. Yeah. Gay girls. Everybody wanted her. I feel like she wanted this. Like, she got that stigma put on her. Like, oh, I'm the first gay girl. I got to be super gay. But really, she probably did want some real dick. And she got some real dick. Why is my glasses playing music? Sorry, y'all.
All right. And this is why you should have bought Brandy a Louis V purse, bitch. Yeah, you rich. No time,
but you she rich. Bought me these glasses. I ain't bought these. She hello. Bought me these specific
hello.
Gifts.
Hello, period.
Like this. All right. Let's get back on topic.
Can why? We give our Patreon members the stream to your wedding?
Yes. Okay. Oh, great idea.
Yeah.
You got to be on Patreon to see the wedding.
And we're going to put your bachelor party on.
Yes. Can we live stream on there or what is given?
We can live stream on there. We got to send a link.
We're going to fuck around and really live stream on the Patreon. I love that.
We'll keep y'all too.
We're going to do that. Why the, well, now this is the full sentence. Why the internet refuses to understand preference identity?
Well, preference as far as probably...
preference versus identity?
Yeah. Well, probably like because you are a masculine woman or you're a femme.
Yes.
But you still prefer having penetration as far as strap. Yeah.
They don't get it.
Yeah. It's not like,
it's not for y'all to get. We don't ask questions about straight. Well, I do ask some questions about straight people.
But you know what? I think this year... Y'all, it's going to be a free-for-all. Like, there's about to be no rules for this. And it really isn't. But I'm saying, like, matter of fact, the episode with Miss Kanaya.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about how she likes masculine women, but she wants to strap them. All right? And we're over here like, what? Y'all, when we post that clip... Mad studs in the comments talking about she talking about me.
Yeah.
She hit us up like, y'all got my DMs going crazy.
Yeah.
So like...
I knew y'all was out there.
And like, yo, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, studs was not openly saying that.
I agree.
And for real, even though our reaction was surprised, like, y'all, be the fucking best you. If you like that shit, be 100 with it. Be Living honest with it. And I think that will help relationships a lot more too. Like, if you want that strap, tell your girl you want that strap.
I agree.
It is what it is.
That's why a lot of shit don't be working because y'all be in situations where you can't really be yourself. You dealing with somebody that's judging you for being yourself. Whereas really, like, you need to just find somebody that accepts you for who you are. If you want some dick and you a stud and you want some dick from your film, go get that dick from your film. I ain't getting no dick. She might get some dick this year, but I'm not.
Whoa, how I get put under the damn bus?
Should we try it?
I don't want to. I don't want to see. My woman is too feminine. Like, I don't want to see you doing that.
I could not even take it serious. I don't even know.
If my girl walked around with a dick poking out, I'm like, get the fuck out of my face.
I would be turned off. Nothing about that.
And the one thing Miss Kanaya said, and I can see y'all bitches doing this, it empowers y'all too fucking much. Now you telling me to go make dinner after.
Right, go make them tacos. Thanks for that dick. Now go make them tacos.
Hell nah. Plus, I just don't, like, I don't want nothing. Like, I'm good. Yeah, like I think that would hurt me.
I can barely take two fingers.
Look.
And I ain't even tried that in years.
Boring.
Right. Cobwebs. Shout out to my tampons.
My bad. Oh, God. All right. What else you got?
All right. What's the number one cause to lesbian breakups? Is it moving too fast? Communication, stud versus film, or like stud or film expectation, or cheating?
Bitch, I think it's all of the above.
I agree. Definitely all of the above. I would have to say the biggest thing, though, I would say moving too fast. We move too fast, man.
We do. And we tell our deepest secret the first day. So now you feel like you know everything about them.
And just for a motherfucker to try to use that against you when y'all ain't on good terms.
And a motherfucker could tell you about they past, but they never going to tell you like, how many times do a motherfucker be like, I handled this wrong or I was wrong in this? Like, not that many times.
Not a lot.
You know what I'm saying? And communication, I think, and it's, we always talk about communication, but I'm talking about, y'all, we need to get on next level communication.
uncomfortable like, conversation.
Yeah, and we need to
embarrassing conversations.
Yeah, and we need to evaluate ourselves too. Like, yeah. Like if you don't like something, instead of like just telling you, that's not too weird. You know what I'm saying? Like if you don't like something, instead of like telling your girl to get off you or whatever, like really think like why right. is this fucking with me? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times it'd be deeper than that. Or like if yeah. you just happen to snap for a certain reason, like we gotta be real with ourselves. Like why am I doing this? You yeah. know? Because it do just be deeper. And sometimes we be like that's just the way I am. But no, a lot of times it's way deeper than that. And I think that's what I'm talking about, communication. Like,
yeah.
why does this trigger you when your girl does this? You know yeah. what I'm saying? And yeah. and I one thing I do agree with, because we heard it on our show, but also I heard it somewhere else about poly relationships. Like, their communication is way better than a straight person's communication. I mean, not a straight person, a couple's communication.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It need to be is more than one person. Y'all should be chatting it up. It should be a lot of words flying around. There's a lot of y'all.
But a lot of times, like, how many times have you been in a relationship and just thinking about something and, like, something about your partner that you don't necessarily like or something or
yeah.
and we just be coping with it or just yeah and don't just communicate, like talk about that shit. In 2026 we fucking communicating.
Yeah, you have to dive into the conflict sometimes. I think that's also too what it is, like people be trying to like, oh, I don't want to start a conflict, I don't want it to kill the vibe. And it's like, would you rather nip it in the bud now or be with a person sometime and then this thing that's been bothering you that you still ain't spoke on because you ain't trying to cause no conflict. Now y'all done been together 6 months to a goddamn year. The shit's still going on. You still ain't said nothing because you don't want to lose the person that you with.
Y'all remember the episode with when we brought our women on, when I told y'all the PB and jelly rule?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're telling, venting about something you don't like, soften it up at first. Baby, I love this, but this kind of doesn't work for me. Yeah. And then add, but you know I love you and we're going to get through this.
It is about the delivery too.
It is.
If and motherfucker come me crazy, I ain't hearing that shit.
Yeah, so like, you got to open up their ears by starting it with something positive. And I'm saying this because yeah. I ain't perfect. Like, I still need to work on it. I still need to work on my communication and not being defensive whenever my girl say something, you know what I'm saying? But we still working on it. It's a work in progress. But
yeah.
I do think communication will take you to the next level for sure.
Thanks.
But yeah. But I can say so many lesbians I follow, bro, how many times do we see them so in love and then not in a relationship no more? Like, you don't see that with straight people, bro. Like, I get it, people break up and stuff, but like there's so many times we ain't see you post nothing. And granted, you might have a day that make it official.
Yeah.
But when you make it official, you're so in love. This is my wife.
Right.
2 months later.
Single.
Single again.
Right. And stop moving in people so quick with y'all.
All right. So I seen this. I want to ask you, all right? If your ex text you right now and said, come outside, what would you do?
First of all, bitch, I'm grabbing my pistol. Because is this a setup? Hello? Come outside. I'm instantly thinking all negative stuff. Nothing positive about that. I'm definitely grabbing my pistol. And I'm going to text back and say, you got that money? Cash app. Ooh. I don't need to come outside.
All right, what I'm going to do.
What you gonna do?
All right, I'll get the text. I'm going to turn off all the lights real quick. I'm going to get on the ground. I'm going to go to the window like, is that bitch really outside? I'm like, everybody turn off the lights.
Oh,
scared over here.
Ain't nothing positive about that reaction.
That bitch trying to kill me or something.
Man trying to set me up.
So do you think, all right, if your ex was really outside, right? And I'm not going to say it as like us being married. Like
yeah.
if you was just had a girlfriend, all right? Because I think once you're married, everything should be a fucking wrap, all right? And I actually seen, damn, I forget, it was a show or something, but it was like a real show where a lady went, she got, right before she got married, she asked her husband if it's okay to get closure with somebody she was dating. And he drove her there, seen them at the door talking, and gave a hug. What fucking,
they were white,
y'all know
what?
You know they was white.
Okay, please. Because what?
Because closure before marriage, No, see,
the wedding would have been off.
Okay, so do you think it's, if you were dating, just dating, and your ex texts you, like, yeah, I just want to talk to you, is it dangerous or is it getting closure?
Is it dangerous?
Is it dangerous, yes, for your relationship? Okay.
Absolutely.
Because let me tell y'all one thing. Y'all, it's crazy because no y'all know my exes by what they done. All right. So when I was dating the stripper joint and then we broke up and she lived in another state, like we were still talking, but we wasn't together. And I kind of was like, fuck her. And then I started dating the one girl that I found out was a scammer. Mm-hmm. But when the stripper joint came back to Atlanta, it'd be so easy to let a bitch go when she out of state.
Out of state, out of mind.
Right. But when she came back to Atlanta, she was like, I just want to talk to you. I just want to get some closure. I fell for that shit. Boy, that closure ended up me breaking up with, like, well, it was like me telling the scammer bitch, like, it's not really working, and spending a week with the stripper bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, but then my family stopped talking to me. Yeah, my family.
Telekinesis.
But my fam, yeah, this stripper, she played games with my head.
Control over Debo.
But it was really like, when I look back, it was really stripper techniques. Mm. Like how they finesse a man.
Finesse.
Yeah, like.
They got that mouthpiece on them.
I'll tell you, I'm not going to lie. Like the way I really fell for it is because she talked to me like nobody else did.
Yeah.
Like real sweet and kind of felt like empowering, like I'm the one, the shit type, yeah, shit. But it was, that's what they fucking do. That's, but anyway, so I like snuck off with her for a week. My family was mad at me and shit because they knew she wasn't shit. And I was like, damn, bro, because your family be knowing, you know what I'm saying? But
dumb Gonzalez. So, how you say dumb in Spanish? Como se dice dumb?
Bitch, why you gonna say my last name like that? How does bitch know my last name?
I know her middle name too. Y'all want to know it?
I know you. I know.
You don't know my middle name.
Yes, I do.
You know it?
Yes.
What is it?
It starts with an S.
Okay, never mind.
Bitch, starts with an S.
She got a bad memory. I thought she would have forgot that. Damn.
Okay, but anyway, that one time I did try to go for closure and it went to, what's another word that started with a C that was crazy? Yep, crazy, bitch.
I don't think I believe in closure from another person, at least. I feel like, well, it just depends on where it's at. But I feel like sometimes you kind of just got to give yourself closure, because sometimes a person might manipulate you. So you might feel like you're getting closure and whole time they just telling you what they know you probably want to hear. Bro, so you do gotta be careful when you're trying to seek that out. Like,
Britt, when I tell you, right when I got in that car.
Yeah, she was on it.
Like, hand on me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry this, I'm sorry that. And it really.
She knew what she was doing.
I don't know. I think I was in denial, but a part of me did miss her.
Yeah.
But I didn't go in there like, oh, I'm about to get my girl back. No, I went there like, we fucking done. But why would I do that? Because now, I'll say, like, in my college days, like, I would have, like, I would still answer a text from my ex or whatever, like, and I said it before, like, what if something happened? What if something wrong? Yo, now, no, bro. Y'all, like, the best thing is to go into these relationships with no fucking baggage. They your ex for a reason. Let them the fuck go and don't get into nothing new until you're completely over them.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I want to encourage, sometimes people like in their later 30s or maybe 40s, I think, think like everybody got baggage. And I want to tell y'all, let that shit go and start new shit. Even if you're older, like, I think people probably lose hope when they older. Like, damn, everybody already had their first love and shit. But so what? You could be their last love. Hello?
Come on.
Hey.
Get the people some hope.
Hey.
I'm a hopeless romantic, is that's the right word. Yeah. I believe everybody has somebody out there for them. And in due time, you will find that person. I don't give a fuck how old you are.
Period. Love, doctor.
Don't give up on love, baby.
All right. Now we're about to get into the dating horror story hotlines. Make sure y'all call in. Everybody got a dating horror story. Share it with us. Leave a voice message and we will feature it on the show.
Period. And it's all anonymous.
My dating horror story took place in college.
I went to school in Washington, D.C., and I was talking to this girl who lived all the way in Seattle, Washington. She slid into my DMs, so this is like a long-distance lesbian relationship. And actually, we would FaceTime and call pretty much every single day. And as I was getting to know her, I learned that she was in the military, but was being released earlier than she had originally planned. I do remember asking her more about that, like, why are you being released early? And
hello?
She didn't really want to answer.
Mm-mm. Which right was, back.
The reason why I ended up coming out later. It's because she was an alcoholic. She would constantly mention how she had some type of headache or stomachache or whatever. And I didn't choose to ignore this red flag because I was attracted to her. And I had advice as well. I used to smoke weed a lot in college.
And I'm on the way.
You know, I smoke, she drinks, so what is? And with the military releasing her, she claimed that they would be giving her a big check, which she would use to trip on me. And when I tell y'all, she bought me not one thing during our entire relationship. Like, she was a big trick. She would lie.
You wanted that check, though, baby.
Which the rest of the story will definitely make that apparent. So fast forward to my birthday. I was turning 20 years old. And one of my good friends, we decided to have a birthday party together since our birthdays are just a day apart. And the girl I was dating at the time, she ended up flying out to see me from Seattle. And she was staying with me in my dorm room. And things were really fun and flirty at first. I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm so excited to see you. It's so great to see you, you know. But things started to get kind of crazy as time went on. Things really started to become apparent that we really were not supposed to be together. Firstly, I'll just briefly talk about the fact that we didn't have any sexual chemistry. I knew that she was a touch me not, and I had been with touch me nots before and since then, but it was really hard because she didn't even want me to look at her body.
Damn.
Like, she would be fully clothed, or once I was able to get her out of her clothes, like, she would just have the blanket wrapped around her, and I'm like, bro, like, how are we
hey, bitch, grow up!
How are we gonna do this if you have the blanket on you? Anyway, she would also sit in the bathroom while I would shower, and she claimed that she had some type of separation anxiety, but I think she was doing it to see if I was texting other people. She would constantly accuse me of cheating on her and, like, not caring and stuff like that, but I think it was a form of projection, to be honest. So, the day of my birthday party, we got into an argument over something really dumb, and she decided that her little protest would be that she wasn't going to eat anything.
Bitch, okay. Starve!
But
y'all don't care?
Hey, ain't nobody ever going to make me not eat. I'm fucked up.
Everything. I'm like, you're doing a lot right now. She's like, no, it's fine. She's dancing with other girls. Like, she was embarrassing me. She proceeded to throw up all over her clothes and in my friend's bathroom. And I helped clean her up. But, like, I'm
fuck
the
that bitch.
Girl. I'm the one who should be getting excessively drunk.
Right.
Well, sis, you was 20. Did you turn 21?
That was definitely red flag number two. And now a day or two goes by after the party, you know, we kind of get back on good terms. And I ask her when her flight to go back home is. And she says, oh, I haven't booked it yet. And I was like, why not? And she ends up admitting to me that she booked a one-way ticket because she didn't have enough money to buy a round-trip ticket.
What, bitch?
I tell y'all, that shit blew me so fucking mad. I said, what about that money you got after you left the military? And she was like, yeah, I lied about that to impress you. She got on the phone with her parents, and she was asking them for money to help her get back to Seattle, and they both said no.
Damn.
So I bought her ticket back home.
No,
bitch, yes. Because you got to get up out my dorm. I got school tomorrow.
Much better to trust my intuition and to have zero tolerance for lying. So it was definitely a horror story. Please learn from me. I love y'all so much. I love the show so much. Keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
D- The crazy thing is, bro, that sound like some regular bum stud shit.
No, for real. How the fuck you book a one way and got the shit to get back and then you lying? This is my whole thing, is like when you tell a lie, but it eventually has to be spoken about.
You're
like,
talking about getting a check, but you're not spending no money.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, bro, you gonna tell somebody you got a flight, but then the day come and this is the day you supposed to leave, and now all of a sudden you got a flight. Like, why do y'all lie like that when you know you're gonna have to come clean about it?
And another rule, especially if she was 20 and turned 21, if that was her 21st birthday.
Yeah.
You never get more lit than your girl on her birthday.
Y'all, I don't know what it is.
You're supposed to be the wing. You're supposed to be the one that's wiping up her throw up. That's her night.
Now, one year, Brandy was more drunk than me. And I was like, what's going on here? A lot of people do get more fucked up than me on my own birthday. But I agree. That is a rule of thumb. Like, you should be watching over your partner, making sure they good. Yeah. Designated driver type of vibe. You should not be acting like it's your fucking birthday, too. To that extent, at least, to where you're throwing up around your friend house. But at the end, I love how she said, I learned to trust my intuition and to have a zero tolerance for lying.
Yo, and
I love that.
And we just dropped the episode talking about red flags. Mm-hmm. And this year, I hope somebody, one person is going to come up to us and be like, you know what? I listened to y'all and I dodged a fucking bullet. All right. Because the red flags be there. The moment that she ain't want to talk about why she was getting released from the army.
Right.
Either you was doing some crazy shit or you was doing some crazy shit.
I didn't know at all.
Okay.
Don't be ignoring it and try to think like, oh, that's her privacy. Nah, fuck that. Tell me the truth.
Right.
Because I don't got time for no liars, bro. 2026, zero tolerance for liars.
Hello, or scammers.
And scammers, especially. God damn.
All right, y'all. We going to end on that note.
I got a Starburst. That'll make me feel better. Bye.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like that. Boss Brit. We certified. And DJ XL.